pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Pete, just so you know, we don't have any audience here, it's just us. So, so the public hearing for the Port of Port Townsend's proposed action to surplus certain real property commonly known as the New Day Fisheries Building is now open. All persons wishing to be heard should have signed in at the sign-in table. If not done so, please do so now. Well, still nobody's here. So the public hearing is being held pursuant to RCW 53.08.090. Property which is part of the port's comprehensive scheme of improvement cannot be disposed of until the port's comprehensive plan has been modified to find the property surplus to the port's needs, and after public notice and hearing pursuant to RCW 53.20.010 and 020 has been provided. RCW 53.08.090 also requires the port's executive officer to make written certification to the commission that the property is no longer needed for port district purposes, which the executive director has done. Whereas proper public notice was given and a public hearing was held as required by statute, the public hearing will proceed in an orderly fashion. Everyone will be given an opportunity to be heard. Of course, we don't need to talk about that. Don't need to talk about unfairness to all in attendance because there's none in attendance. So there's no members of the public. So I'm going to introduce Larry, who will make the staff presentation.
And you pretty much explained for the RCW, why we're here today. We want to make sure from the legal standpoint we're covered. We've discussed previously in open meetings surplusing and selling the New Day fishery building. And so we want to make sure we're doing it properly. And Eric, you're the expert in this field. You want to say anything above and beyond what you've already read off?
There's very much to add, other than the fact that in some ways this is meeting a technical requirement rather than a real substantive one. The New Day Fisheries Building is actually not identified with any degree of specificity within the port's comprehensive scheme of improvements. There are only a couple of passing references that are made to the dock. One is a geographic reference only, not as to a facility. So this is just to make really clear for the record that the port has determined that this building, not the real property, but the building itself, is surplus to the port's needs, and then to authorize the executive director thereafter to seek to sell the building for good and valuable consideration. But the decision today does not relate to the sale, but merely to declaring the facility itself as surplus to the port's needs, and simultaneously, by way of adopting this resolution, to amend the port's comprehensive scheme of improvements.
Did you hear that, Pete?
No, I can't pick up much of Larry or Eric. I can pick up you pretty clearly, Steve.
Well, all the rest of you guys are going to have to use your outside voices now. So we have a resolution in front of us.
Yeah. I've already signed. You got the original certificate that I already signed, recommending that we surplus it. We'll still have to bring this back to the commission for the actual sale.
Correct.
Yeah. Right. So yeah. You'll be able to touch this again.
Mm-hmm. And one final point, just a minor one. There's a typographical error in one of the findings, one of the whereases. To make clear that finding that makes reference to the public hearing being held on January 13th should be and is this morning amended to reflect today's date.
It's 19th already, huh?
Yep.
Okay, so there being no further testimony, I'll close the public testimony portion of the hearing. And we've discussed it already. So I move that since resolution 637-16 is the resolution to get it off of the out of the comprehensive scheme, I move that we approve resolution 637-16.
I second your motion.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
You heard that, huh? Okay, the motion is passed. So with this being a special meeting and no further actions that can take place, I recess this meeting.
Very good.